Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Pel Yoyitz and Oiz Beis, discussing Beis HaKnesses in Shin 138, where the Pel Yoyitz is bringing from the Arizal the importance of being of the first 10 to Shul. And we also mentioned the first person in Shul. And then a different problem that exists. Sometimes people, they come to Shul on time and before Shul starts, but then they stand around and they have conversations in the coffee room or wherever they want. And before you know it, now they come late to Shul. And he says further that the importance of coming into Shul, he's talking specifically to men now, with your talis and tefillin on, there's a tremendous benefit when you walk into the Shul. You should already be wearing your talis and tefillin. And he brings here that the Arizal himself was very makbid on this. Hanichlas the Beis HaKnesses beloy tefillin v'oimer eshtachave el heicho kodshecha birasecha. When a person goes into shul, he should say the words like we say in the morning. Ani beroyv chazdecha avoy v'isech eshtachave. We're thanking Hashem for the opportunity to come and daven to Him. Let's understand what we just said. Not too long ago, shuls were closed. It was just a few years ago. We weren't allowed to go to shul during COVID. And how many of us, when he came back to shul, we were elated, we were rejoicing. We had this opportunity, we can go to shul and daven. We have to appreciate this opportunity to daven to Hashem every single day. V'ani b'roiv chazdecha. Avoy veisecha. I'm coming to your house. When you go to someone's house, you have to act with the proper decorum in their house. Eshtachave. When we say the word eshtachave, we should face the Aron Kodesh and bow. Rabbi Isa, I am telling you. Bididi havi uvda. It's by me. I am telling you, when I follow suit and do exactly what's being said, and open the door and pause. Don't keep everybody waiting behind you. You know, don't take your frumkeit out on other people. But when you pause, this happens to no one behind me, I'm doing that. And I bow down to the Aron Kodesh, I'm telling you it's a different davening. I'm telling you it's a different davening. I'm coming in, as soon as I take that bow to the Aron Kodesh, something else happens. And I walk into Hashem's house. I'm going to daven, and I have this opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has granted me this permission to be in His house. This is the attitude we have to have. I want to give a scenario. I'm saying it with tremendous hesitation. I'm a little embarrassed to even give such a mashal, and I hope it's only a mashal. Could you imagine a person walking in to the base medrash, to the base knesses, talking on a cell phone? I don't care if it's a smartphone or not a smartphone, talking on a phone as he's walking in. So you'll say, oh, but we're learning the Chofetz Chaim, we just learned. Don't I practice what I learned? I try to. He says, Dan Kavschus, maybe he's talking to Schavrusa. You know what? Maybe he is. Hang up the phone before you walk in. Where's the avoy veisech eshtachav el heichal kodshecha? Where's the yira? Take a break. 1 second. Stop. You're here in Hashem's palace. So what does it say by the Arizal? When a person comes in and he's not wearing his talis and tefillin, kushabrichu oimer, Hashem says, on hu mayroi, where does this person have the fear of me? He's not expressing the proper fear of me. He's coming to daven without this talis and tefillin on. He's giving false testimony. He's made edus sheker. This is why the Arizal was, because in Zohar Kodesh it talks like this. That's why the Arizal was so makbid to come in to shul already with his talis and tefillin on. He neki chen ashrei anoish, says the Peleoids. Yaseh zois. Lotzeis min abayis. Fortune is a person. Now, even though we don't do what we're about to say in this generation, but listen to understanding the ideal. Fortune is a person that leaves his house, mu'uta b'tzitzis, wearing a tzitzis, u'muchta b'tfilin, and crowned with tefillin. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, I am telling you once again, please do not come Sunday morning to davening from your house with your tassin tefillin on, out of your car, driving down the streets like this. We don't do it in this generation. But we can enter into the shul wearing a tassin tefillin. Okay, now he talks about, as much as we said, try to be of the first 10, that's very important. However, you have to be careful not to put on the tefillin when it's not daytime. Okay, not to put on tefillin when it's not daytime. Because you could only put on tefillin when it's day. Fine, and that's very applicable with the early time we have right now with tassin tefillin. I just want to point something out, because this specific piece was focusing on men wearing tassin tefillin. But the emphasis is, it's a lesson for women to take as well. And women as well, they might not see, let's say in the shul that they go to, the Aron Kodesh, but when they come in, they should definitely be saying as well, Avoy v'yisecha eshtachve, let them bow, women should bow in the direction of the Aron Kodesh. Come in with taking your time and understanding, where am I? Where am I right now? I am in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Avoy Veisecha. I'm in His house. You know, when you're a guest in someone's house, say, oh, please come in, come in. Would you like a... sit down, this, what? We're in Hashem's house. You know what Hashem says to us? What would you like? Ask me, my dear child. Ask me. I want to hear what you have to say.